only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, here we go. Good morning, 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Lyrics. So good.
You want to be like Rob Van Winkle, don't
you? Who doesn't? Who doesn't, yeah, man? That's just that's the guy to be. Anyway, we're gonna check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, lawmakers in the states of New York, Illinois, and Pennsylvania are working on changing laws quickly to let customers leave restaurants and bars with drinks, and even those drinks, having those drinks delivered to their homes. And we're not just talking about beer and wine here. They're talking allowing takeout cocktails and customers walking away with drinks in to-go cups as well.
Wow.
Booze delivery, I think, is something that we're going to see probably stick around even after all this is over. Because
so, I believe at the moment you can, like, if you go to a restaurant and you have a bottle of wine and you're going to, you only drink a little bit of it, they like, reseal it with wax to make, you know, to reseal it so it's legal for you to drive with it again. So I wonder if they're going to do that with, like, everything now.
That would make sense because, obviously, so there was a bar down in Springfield. It was called, we always called it Trops, but it was like Tropical, something like that. I can't remember, Tropical Liqueurs. Anyway, what they did was, is it was a slushy bar. So they had all these boozy slushies along with, I mean, you could still get beer and other little things, but their main thing was the slushies. And it was huge for college kids because these slushies were just loaded with booze. And they put it in these white styrofoam cups. Now, you weren't technically allowed to leave the bar with them. Like, sorry, no, you can't leave with it. But I can't tell you how many times you'd see people sneaking out of the bar. It was kind of like don't ask, don't tell. And real. Then you could walk around with it. Because it was also the kind of the little way around the law was, well, you can't technically be stopped because
if you don't know, you have a styrofoam cup.
Exactly.
Kind of walking around
exactly.
The beach with a styrofoam cup. Yeah, here's what it is. It's like, well, you know what you're doing. You know, everybody, the cops know what you're doing.
Yep.
And if the cops, obviously people must be being a little bit responsible with it because if it got out of control, obviously, you know, they would pile on. So it's just kind of like the Vegas thing, man. It sounds like the same bar. You get the yards, you know, the long yardsticks of the slushy booze that are all different colors. And I mean, like, yeah, you could just walk around with booze in Vegas, but Vegas is different.
Vegas is Xanadu. Vegas lives by its own rules. It's crazy there. I just got a message from Brandon. Brandon said that you can do that right now in Michigan. Can you do that in Michigan?
Do what?
Walk around with booze? That's what Brandon said. You can do that now in Michigan. Is that a legal thing? We should test this out. Hunter, why don't you go out right now?
No, that's... Yeah, you go test it out.
you go test.
So there's what? Drunk in public. There's got to be. You can't just be walking around with a beer, right?
I honestly don't know. We need to test this out. Can we send
a lobster out? Why don't we know this?
We should.
I mean, we do it regardless, but it's not like I'm doing it because I'm like, yeah, this is legal. This is West Michigan. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Well, all right.
Can you just walk? You can't just walk down the street with a beer. I guess I'm not
privy to the law. Here's what we'll do. We'll get the lobster out. We'll put just a six pack in his hand. He can have an open one and walk around and see what happens with it.
Put a bag of cocaine in his pocket too, so we never have to see the damn thing again.
Oh, in local news today, a local radio DJ, Screaming Yellow Lobster, was arrested for open intoxicants and carrying a controlled substance. Oh, no.
Colombian Bam Bam.
He was doing rails off of one of the benches in downtown St. Joe. Lobster, no.
No.
Just all disheveled. He's got that Gary Busey mugshot.
Yeah. His hair is everywhere, just mouth open. Yeah. Seriously though, we need to find this out. Why don't we know this? We should know this. I know, like at the beach, obviously, but there's like families and that's you know, I understand that. Kind of. Now, yeah. I really don't understand that, and it shouldn't be a law, but anyway. But for, if I, like, walked out of my house with the beer and walked on the sidewalk, can I get in trouble? I think so.
Well, go test it out. We'll see what happens.
Do you want a co-host?
Hey, go test it out right now. We'll see what happens. I'll wait.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right. Here we go. Lastly, a new survey found that 65% of respondents said they rarely wake up feeling rested and energized. 42% say they start feeling tired by noon. The reason more than half of those surveyed blame lack of sleep and not getting good sleep. I really do think that's because of screens. Screen time has killed our natural sleep cycle. There's been studies showed that, seriously, the lights on your phone, if you do have the night mode on your phone, you should really use it. Like the yellow mode, I have it on my phone because that big, bright, white screen is messing with our sleep patterns. It's crazy.
Sleeping your days away, too. If you get up at noon, come on.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, but then, if you're up, though, until midnight, you know, I guess
it's different. If you're working, but if you're partying all night and you're past your 30s, I should even say 25.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sleeping until noon, 1 o'clock. You know what? I could say this because I know he's sleeping. My brother the other day, it was like 12:30. I was over at my parents, and he was just over there passed out. And I'm just like, God, why does it when you get older, like when people sleep in, it makes you more angry when you're older?
The older you get, the longer someone sleeps in, the more upset you get at it. You're like, hey, Josh, I've been up since 4. You know how much stuff I've gotten done already? This is ridiculous.
You know, now I understand why my dad was upset. I would do it. I would sleep in.
Get up, noon, you bums.
Pissed. Bums. Now I understand.
You know, it's the people that are walking around with open beer that are sleeping until 1:30 in the afternoon. That's what's happening.
It's like, I hope you enjoy. You're just pissing your life away. Party until 3 a.m., sleeping until 1.
Yep.
Look at you.
I'm going to be honest, though. I do miss those days. That reminds me of college. I don't think I woke up before 2 p.m. in college.
And you still have to set your alarm, too.
Yeah, I'd sleep through that. I slept for 36 hours. How is that possible? This doesn't make sense. All right, that's your morning dump.
You bum!
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.